kind of great. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. The risen Christ is with us. Let us remain standing as we sing our first hymn. Be virgins, let us remain standing until after the prayer of illumination. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Let him have his way with you today. Sing with the Spirit today. Not on your ability, but sing like you know the Lord. Yes, Lord.
Bread of heaven,
acts of praise on 782 at this time. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God.
Whose holy mountain, beautiful in elevation, is the joy of all earth.
Mount Zion in the far north, the city of a great ruler. Come on, church. For lo, the kings assembled, they marched together.
And as soon as they saw it, they were astounded. They were in panic. They took to flight.
Trembling took hold of them, their anguish as of a woman in travail. As we have heard, so we have seen, in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God, which God establishes forever.
We have found your steadfast love, O God, in the midst of your temple.
As your name, O God, so your praise reaches to the end of the earth.
Your right hand is filled with victory.
Let the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments.
Walk about Zion, go around about it, number its towers.
Consider well its ramparts, go through the citadels, that you may tell the next generation.
This is God, our God forever and ever. God will be our God.
Let us pray the prayer for illumination at this time. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and your word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. You may be seated. Restore thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For the anger, his anger endureth but a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Listen now. I shall never be moved. Lord, thy favor, thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? O hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praises to thee, and not to be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. May the Lord add unto us a blessing for the reading of his word. May it serve as a preparatory means for the acceptation of the gospel today. Do we have prayer requests at the present time? So let it be made known. For you I am praying. For you I am praying. Continue to pray for Sister Willie Smith, not only physical but mental status of life. Lord Jesus, it is once again we beseech in thy presence and in thy holy name the blessings that we would beseech from thee. But first allow us, O Lord, to give thanks unto thee at this moment for being here, O Lord, and being alive as we live, move, and have our being. Fill us with the power of the Holy Ghost this morning that we may worship thee in spirit and in truth. May we forget about ourselves and channel all of our attention towards thy heavenly throne. Bless the sick and the afflicted everywhere this morning, especially Brother Harry Griffin. Bless the entire family this morning. Remember Sister Willie Smith and all others that may be afflicted in body and mind. We thank you, Lord, for our families, for our relatives, for our friends, and for our enemies. Bless those, Lord Jesus, who have fallen by the wayside, seemingly, O Lord, who has forgetting the church and what the church stands for. Give them strength, Lord Jesus, that they may return filled with the Holy Spirit. Bless the sick and the afflicted everywhere, the widows and the orphans, the bereaved and the lonely, O Lord, the disappointed, the discouraged, the sinners and the prison bound. Those, O Lord, who are standing at the crossroads of life, waiting and watching in those moments of indecision, let them know, Lord Jesus, now is the time, now is the day that they should be reconciled through thy grace, love, and mercy, and everlasting peace. Bless the Universal Church and both of these churches in this community. Bless Billy Spring this morning, O Lord, that they may be spiritually awakened and return to your house. Bless us and keep us and empower us today, O Lord, with the power of the Holy Ghost, that we may truly, truly proclaim thy word. Bless the leader of our nation, the leaders of our nation, and all other nations at this time. May there be peace on earth, but we pray this morning that it begins within us. These and other blessings we do pray and ask in your precious name. Sincerely happy that you're alive this morning and are able to be here. That's mighty good. This is another day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. Let us rejoice. We are in it with glad hearts. As the psalmist said, what? I was glad. And they said unto us, let us go to the house of the Lord, that we may worship him in spirit and worship him in truth. May the Lord bless you. Now go, bless my all the way. We'll all do that one day. I shall end at the close of the day. Then I know of the joy that makes me when I come to rest. One day, the least and youngest child here will come to the end of that journey. Amen. Job well done. We thank Brother Hammond for power. I'm gonna do all I can for my Lord. I'm gonna do all I can for my Lord. Will I do all Lord, and can't do no more. I'm gonna do all that I can for my Lord. Communications, Sister Ernestine. Are we doing all right in yeah, well, we'll have other efforts in that. Anything else before we sing hymn 529, How Firm a Foundation? Get hymn 529. Let us stand, all of you that appear like standing and rest out there. Don't burden yourself by standing, but you that appear like standing. Affirm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, to you far and dear, to Jesus have fled. Fear not, I am with thee, oh, be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and will still give thee aid, I strengthen and help thee and cause thee to stand upheld by thy righteous omnipotent hand. When through the deep waters I call thee to go, the rivers of woe shall not be overflowed, for I will be with thee, thy troubles to bless and sanctify to thee thy deepest distress. When fire is tried, thy past peace shall lie, my grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hate thee, I only desire thy cross to consume, and thy goal to refine. The soul that on Jesus still leans for repose, I will not desert to its foe. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shame, I'll never, no, never, no, never, never shame. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
We pray that all of our members that are not with us now will never forsake us. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
And that we will hold out until the end. Today, the Lord has given me something to preach about that I do declare every member of this church would be here to hear. This is a sermon that will keep you. It's not so much of righteousness and sanctification, but it is one that will keep you in a staying position, if you understand me clearly. It is from the Psalms, the 62nd Psalm. First and second stanza, Psalm of David, to the chief musician, to Jephthah. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. Listen now. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Amen. Derived from that beautiful psalm, the Lord gave us this subject, immovable from God to Jesus and the church. My dear beloved, the aim and purpose of our message at this time is to point out and to depict the value of staying with the church. Amen. That's my biggest point today, is to stay with the church through Jesus. They are inseparable, for we cannot have one without the other. Can we get a witness? As the divine marriage says, Jesus the Christ, we are one together. When one is immovable, for our younger counterparts, it is incapable of being moved. Amen. It is unyielding. Are steadfast. Isn't it strength to you to run into an individual who is not wishy-washy?
Yeah.
One thing today and tomorrow another thing altogether.
Yeah.
It is impassable. You know, church, God is the Almighty and Everlasting Father, and Jesus is the only begotten Son, the very Christ. The church is a body, and listen carefully, a group of born again, baptized, and confirmed believers in Jesus. Amen. Regarded as the spiritual body of the Christ, as to all Christians, it is a religious congregation. It is a religious service. It is any Christian denomination. Amen. It is ecclesiastical power, as distinguished from the secular churches, and is the separation of the church and state. Finally, my dear beloved, it is the house of the Lord. It is the house of the Lord. Let us take a moment now. A lot of people may ask you, where is the church? It's right down the street. Huh? Like, that's their concept. But I have a better concept to offer you today. This building is the consecrated and dedicated house of the Lord. Amen. So are these hallowed grounds. But many a Sunday morning I have to pick up beer cans. I would be afraid if I was somebody, I don't know who they are, but I would be afraid to mess with anything that has been dedicated to the Lord. This structure, this building is only the structure. But children, the church assembles here each and every Sunday morning. You hear me? The church assembles here at this appointed place each and every Sunday morning. At least some of us do. Amen. While others are carried on flowery beds of ease. Amen. We will embody and embrace this with sin by Tyrone Edwards. Whatever place allotted us is providence. That is for us the post of honor, duty, God estimates us not by position, listen church, not by position we're in, but by the way in which we fill the position. Can we get a witness?
Yeah.
Tyrone Edwards. They that stand high have many, many blasts to shake them. Amen. William Shakespeare, the higher you go in life, the more people gonna try to tear you down.
Amen.
Amen. Eminent stations, listen to this, make great people more great and little ones less by bribe you. My beloved, in the world, most people, in the real world, most people that move their membership, they have myriad reasons. Haven't you heard many of them? But how many make sense? That's the next question. From one church to another, many times are influenced by some other person or persons. Ought to get a witness on that.